Gentlemen, and welcome to the meeting of the Governance, Finance and Community Services Committee. All persons in attendance are advised that it's Council policy to record Council meetings in accordance with Council's audio recording policy. The audio recording of this meeting will be made available to the public on Council's website for a minimum period of 6 months. Members of the public in attendance at the meeting who do not wish for their words to be recorded and or published on the website should advise a relevant Council officer. We have an apology from Alderman Goodwin. Everyone else on the committee is present. Do we have any declarations of interest? No? Item 3.1 is public question time. Is the opportunity for any members of the public who might wish to ask a question of this committee? Thank you. There are no questions on notice from Alderman. We'll move on to item 4.1, the annual plan progress report. Do I have a mover?
So moved.
Thank you. A seconder, please. Alderman Milne, Alderman Martin.
Thank you, Madam Chair. It's a good report. Shows that we're pretty much achieving our goals. I noticed that 247 people had input to the Pioneer Park Master Plan, which I think was a great number of people showing interest in that. We're progressing the inaugural Tasmanian Masters Games, and it makes note that we held the opening ceremony and a lot of significant events during the 16th Australian Masters Games. So a good report and shows that we're well progressed. Thanks.
Thank you. Alderman Milne.
I'd just like to make a comment about the East Devonport Primary School students who were given the opportunity to go and have a look at the wetlands at Mary Street, another council facility where we have wildlife living in our city. I think that's just an amazing opportunity. The kids could, you know, walk up there with their classes and be in amongst it. So, yeah, great job.
Any other comments, questions? Alderman Martin.
Consider it closed.
I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? Motion's carried unanimously. Item 4.2 is a report on the CCTV strategy, Council's 2016 to 2020 strategy. Do I have a mover?
So moved.
Do I have a seconder? Thank you, Alderman Emerton. Alderman Martin.
Thank you. Comprehensive report. It's good to note that we're successful in gaining a community infrastructure fund of $47,000. So congratulations to the staff on achieving that, which enables us to push out our CCTE strategy further. Thank you.
Thank you. Alderman Emerton.
Thank you, Chair. I just had a question firstly. In the paragraph above community engagement, it says that we're getting an additional 105 cameras. Could I verify that 105 is the right figure?
Through the Chair, my understanding is that is correct.
Thank you. That's amazing. Mm. That's really good. I think if we've got that much coverage around and we're in this process of changing into the new digital ones, then you know that will give our citizens a feeling somewhat, should give us, our citizens somewhat more feeling of being safe because someone is watching, and I think that's a good thing. Well done.
Thank you.
Yep. Mr. Chair? Yeah, through you, Madam Chair. Just to clarify that the 105 additional cameras is in the Living City precinct, so it's essentially including in the car park and the food pavilion and in that precinct area there is where those 105 cameras will be. So it's a lot of cameras, but there won't be many corners that there won't be observation if there needs to be.
No room to hide.
Thank you. Any other comments, questions? Alderman Matthews.
Through you, Madam Chair. Yeah, just to pull Shane, relative to the other cameras that are in the CBD, what actually happens? Are they The ones in the past, are they just rolled through, and if there's an incident, then does it go through to the police station, or is that how they work? Because there have been some incidents that there's been very drastic ones in recent times that have they've had no recording or, you know, to those particular events. So is that what's the case there with those ones?
Yeah, through the chair, the existing cameras, they're certainly not monitored. They are recording devices. So the recordings of any footage on those cameras are kept on site for usually about 30 days minimum. The police also have access to that footage, so should there be an incident, the police can access the footage of their own accord, or certainly members of the public or the police, if they should want council officers to source that footage, we can do that as well. But certainly not monitored, but certainly recorded for that time. Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. Anything else? Alderman Martin to close.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I think that the 105 cameras, as Alderman Hammond has pointed out, certainly will provide that feeling of safety even around our CBD and Living City area. And I think that's a great outcome to attract people here and to feel safe. Thank you.
Thank
you. Senator closed.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? The motion's carried unanimously. Item 4.3 is the elected member's expenditure report for September or October. Do I have a mover, please? Thank you, Alderman Emerton. A seconder? Alderman Milne, thank you. Alderman Emerton.
It's all there for transparency, so nothing further to add.
Thank you. Alderman Milne?
Yes, it's all there, nothing further to add.
Thank you. Any other comments, questions? Alderman Emerton to close.
Consider it closed.
I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye. Against? The motion's carried unanimously. Item 5.1, finance report for October 2017. Do I have a mover of the recommendation, please?
I move.
Thank you, Alderman Emerton. A seconder? Thank you, Alderman Martin. Alderman Emerton.
Thank you. Chair. Look, it's all there, and again, the evidence speaks for itself that this council is well managed from a fiscal perspective, that we're continuing to have improvements against budget and continuing to improve our balance sheet, and that's a good thing for our ratepayers. Thank you.
Thank you. Alderman Martin.
Thank you. I concur with Alderman Emerton's comments and certainly the summarised operating report. So it's positive. So it's we're on target and probably ahead of target. So thanks.
Thank you. Any other comments, questions? Alderman Emerton to close.
Consider it closed.
I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. Item 6.1, the Don Reserve Environmental Management Plan report on status.
So moved.
Thank you, Alderman Milne. Do I have a seconder?
Yes.
Thank you, Alderman Emerton. Alderman Milne.
I think it's a great opportunity for us to look at this, the Don Reserve model and management plan for the last 2 years. See what the improvements need to be, and they're fairly clear by reading the report, and move forward with that. I'd just like to note that it's excellent that we have maintenance of the path and tree maintenance, but we also need to be mindful that once we take those trees out of that area, that other trees need to be planted as well, so that we're not depleting the resource continually. Now, there's a statistic that Australia's being deforested at a rate of 0.9% each year, so every tree counts at this stage. If we're going to keep our natural assets, we need to manage them and replant. Okay, thanks.
Thank you, Alderman Milne. Alderman Emerton.
Thank you, Chair. Happy to support the recommendation. It's good that we actually... this is an amazing area, the whole of the Don Estuary, down the Don Reserve right through there is a great place for our citizens to go, to walk, to run, to exercise, to walk the dogs. And it's good that we're improving things. The most significant improvement in the last year was, of course, the Sawdust Bridge, which is now, it looks like a real bridge and feels like a real bridge and is a real bridge. And that should stay there for quite a while. But also just the other things, the continual maintenance of paths and laying of sawdust in the walking or the running tracks and sensitive spraying and things like that. I think it's great, and I commend the works team for the work that they are doing there.
Thank you. Any other comments, questions? Alderman Milne, close.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to working with the newly, when we get our new NRM person on board, the new Friends of Don Reverve. So I think once that gets up and going, there'll be some more action happen up there. I really like the idea too that was mentioned in this report about keeping dogs on leash in that area so they're not bounding around. So dogs on leashes, that's great, and baggies to pick up that doggy doo-doo too. So thank you all.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
I'll record that as a yes, Alderman Emerton. Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. Thank you. Item 6.2, East Devonport Community Plan Status Update.
So moved.
Thank you,
Alderman. Happy to Martin. Second that.
Thank you, Alderman Jarman. Alderman Martin.
Thank you. It's great to see there's so many things happening in East Devonport. It's good to see the rebranded East Devonport Eastside Village. All associated council signs have been updated with that, and of course we've had the junction boxes painted. And moving ahead, the consultation with the community about the East Devonport fitness equipment installation, and of course the Pioneer Park master plan review. Thank you.
Thank you, Alderman Jarman.
Yeah, it's moving on very nicely. I'm really pleased with this committee. It seems to be certainly not just walking the walk. It seems to talk the talk and get some action done, so it's really good. Thank you.
Any other comments, questions? Alderman Matthews. Oh. Sorry. Alderman Matthews.
Hey, thanks, Madam Chair. Through you, me to Paul, I would imagine, and I'm not sure if it's part of this community plan, but the corridor from the ferry to the Bass Highway, which is Carlton Street, to which was a motion passed by council some time ago. I don't know if that's part of this, but it is part of East Devonport and a very important one. So is there any progress in that area on the upgrading of that through swapping it over with the state government and or signage and or streetscaping and any of that? Is that sort of relevant at this point through you?
Through you, Madam Chair. That issue has been dealt with separately because there is a motion of council. We have advised Infrastructure Tasmania and State Growth of council's interest in the potential for the basically the asset swap in relation to Tarleton Street and other roads that are currently maintained by State Growth, which would potentially be more suitable for council maintenance. The status on that is that certainly they have gone quiet. They actually said that there was a lot of interest that was expressed throughout the state, and so they were working their way through a process to assess those. You will also recall that as part of putting together a list of potential issues that we wish to pursue through upcoming elections, that is also listed, and it's one of the projects that's actually in the process of being written up as one of those opportunities for any of the political parties to use as part of their election process. So, and that'll be submitted to all the various candidates and parties in the lead up to the state election, and then obviously potentially the federal election.
Thank you.
Just a little question. Going on that. I presume that on that basis that it's the front door, the gateway to Tasmania from a vehicular point of view. That would give it some priority possibly? Is that possibly true?
Yes, through you, Madam Chair, that's certainly the line that the information that we're putting together talks about. The fact that it is where all the tourists, their first impressions of Tasmania.
Yeah.
As to whether it will get picked up, whether it's seen as a priority, that'll be up to the state or the candidates at the time.
Thank you. Alderman Milne, did you have...
Look, I just wanted to say how proud I am that Harmony Day has actually grown out of the child and family centre and has now been moved to Pioneer Park because it's grown in popularity that much, that it gladdens my heart to think that we are such a welcoming community of diversity, and to have that Harmony Day moved over to Pioneer Park in such a bigger location, I think it's going to be excellent for our community.
Any other comments, questions? Alderman Martin to close.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I agree with Alderman Milne's comment about Harmony Day. It's been building and building. It's a great event. It's a lot of fun and it has huge potential in becoming a multicultural event that we can all be proud of even more. So consider it closed. Thank you.
I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. Item 6.3 is report from the Devonport Food and Wine Festival 2017 review. Do I have a mover for the recommendation, please?
So moved.
Do I have a seconder? Thank you. Alderman Martin.
Thank you. This year's Devonport Food and Wine Festival, of course, was shifted into October, which fortunately coincided with the Australian Masters Games. So we got a bit of a runoff from that, but it wasn't the success wasn't caused by that. It was actually caused by the great work of the committee and the volunteers that have been around here, and certainly by our council staff in putting together a high class month of celebration of food and events. And I think there are some great standouts. One was Street Eats, of course, and the Ambassador Charity Dinner, certainly from all reports, went off with a huge bang. I noticed that we've had a huge positive response from the patrons that indicate to attend a further festival. So there's something we can build on for next year again. No pressure, Alderman Lakoff. We've got good bang for our buck, and congratulations to everybody involved, the committee and certainly the staff. Thank you.
Thank you. Alderman Emerton.
Thank you, Chair. Yes, congratulations to Alderman Laycock and her committee and staff and everyone that was involved, all the business houses, everyone that opened their doors, so to speak, for this incredible event. And I do note here that the committee... have already indicated in writing here, or there's been talk about, you know, some slight changes for next year, and I think that's good. But overall, again, an amazing event for our community and one we should be very proud of. Thank you.
Any other comments? Alderman Laycock.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Yes, thank you for the compliments to the committee. I'd like to recognise the two staff members. Everyone worked very hard, but Joanna and Justin really did work hard. That ambassador dinner was up and above the call of duty. We're going to have to stop them working that hard because we need them to go over the whole month. So the committee is actually already started their review, and we've got another meeting prior to Christmas and really got some good ideas because, as you know, when you do a review, some things work, some things don't. But we're pretty happy with it across the board. And we're looking this year in particular at getting more schools involved for them to be proactive with food. So, look forward to 2018. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate your comments. Alderman Milne.
I'd like to congratulate Alderman Laycock as well and her committee for such a fantastic event, and also the staff that are involved. Well done. I like the way that this year it ran... sort of through the spectrum of socioeconomic, our socioeconomic population, if you like. So we catered for the diversity in our community, from the well-heeled to possibly the not as well-heeled like myself. And I really like the way that the committee's all already recognise some of the things that they can probably change and do better, and that reflectiveness on their on the work that they do, and I guess all of us, the reflectiveness is what we strive for, being honest with ourselves and moving forward so that we can do things better. Thanks.
Thank you. Any other comments? Alderman Martin to close.
Thank you. Consider it closed.
I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye. Against? Motion's carried unanimously. Item 7.1 is the Governance and Finance Report. Do I have a mover for the recommendation, please? Thank you, Alderman Emerton. Do I have a seconder?
I'll second that, if you like.
Alderman Jarman, thank you. Alderman Emerton?
Again, a great array of statistics and information in there for us, and mostly positive, I would say so. Yep, nothing else to say.
Thank you. Alderman Jarman.
Yes, I'd just like to say that I'm really pleased to see the work experience students mentioned. It's wonderful to see that we do that, supporting, you know, we have a lot of unemployment in this area, and it's great to see that we're encouraging young people and getting them to see the other side of the coin behind the scenes here, and certainly hope that we can have more along the way. Thank you.
Anyone else? Any other comments, questions? Queries? Alderman Emerton to close.
Consider it closed.
I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye. Aye. Against? Motion's carried unanimously. Item 7.2, report from the community services sector.
So moved.
Alderman Jarman. Do I have a seconder?
I'll second.
Alderman Milne. Alderman Jarman.
Thank you. If I may ask a question. Through you to perhaps Mr. Crawford. The Julie Burgess herself, and I know that there's information on in November about how we changed the maintenance from October to November because the shipwright wasn't available. But we're saying statistically there was no passengers in September and October. Have we got a reason for that? Was it offline then as well?
Sorry. Yeah, through the chair. Yes, Julie Burgess is offline, hasn't sailed for a number of months now. In fact, the current update, I guess, is that Julie Burgess should go on the slip towards the end of this week. So probably, you know, Friday, Saturday is when it'll be up. The vessel that's in the slip at the moment, I guess, has the work on that has been delayed. So therefore, the Julie Burgess can't actually get up onto the slip. So at this point in time, we're looking at the end of this week for it to be slipped. But certainly, no, it hasn't sailed for a number of months now.
Thank you. Alderman Milne.
This report is so full of so many good things, I don't know what to start with, and I won't go on and on and on. I just want to say that, yeah, the soup kitchen, woohoo, that was just an amazing collaboration of so many people that came together to do something that was egalitarian, if you like. And so I'm proud of that. There's just one little question. In the 1.7, the suicide prevention trial, I'm not very good with acronyms. What does PHN stand for?
Primary Health Network.
Oh, my gosh, yes, of course it does. Right. Thank you. Yeah, okay. And so the other positive thing that I want to talk about was, of course, the Festival of Learning, and I don't think it's actually in this report. Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And how we are moving as a city to engage people with learning that they may have been disengaged with in the past. And so for a small regional city, I think that's amazing that we're working so hard in that space. So go Devonport.
Thank you. Any other questions, queries, comments? Alderman Martin.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Yes, it's a great report. It actually shows a lot of things that we've been doing extremely well, including Seniors Week. The soup kitchen was exceptional. So it was his first time, and it got a lot of support, especially from local businesses and organisations. It was reasonably supported, but I think when you've got a lot of businesses and organisations rallying on behind such an event, it shows that they're in tune with the needs of our community and willing to contribute. The coming events, there's a lot in regards to the deck, so there's something to entertain us all. Just through you, Madam Chair, to Shane Crawford, the Julie Burgess, that was open during the Masters Games for people to be able to go on board and have a look. Was that?
That's correct, that? Yeah. So there was an inspection only. It certainly didn't sail, but it's certainly open for inspection at the moment.
Yep. Okay. And of course, the business plan has certainly been delayed in coming on to be effectual.
Mm-hmm.
And I note that, you know, during the discussions that's been had at the community service meeting in June this year, in accepting the Julie Burgess plan and performance report, and then it going up to council, both being unanimously supported. In regards to that, during discussions, we've had concerns all the way through those discussions about the Julie Burgess, about the limited sailing, the development of the project, and really that we can't advertise too much, because if you haven't got a quality product, there's no point in going and spending a lot of money on it so people can come and have a bad experience. So what we need to do, and that's what the business plan was developed for, was to develop the product to give it a really good chance that it would come online and be something that we can be proud of in the city, but we had to give it a fair go, and it was confident by council, by unanimously supporting both in the community services and in the ordinary meeting, unanimously, that we're able to bring that business plan together and look forward on creating something that we can be proud of in our city, give it a go to see what we can do with it. And of course, with the advent of Living City, there is another actual option on how we might be able to increase those sailings and the benefit to the city. And of course, with it, as we grow it, so will the advertising naturally grow, as the products is something we can be proud of and provides that positive visitor experience and tourism experience with it. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments? Alderman Jarman to close.
Thank you. Consider it closed after all that.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? Motion's carried unanimously. Item 7.3, minutes of council's special interest groups and advisory boards. Do I have a mover, please? Thank you, Alderman Emerton. A seconder?
Seconded.
Thank you, Alderman Emerton.
It's all there for the reader, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Alderman Martin?
Yes, thank you. There's a lot of detail in there with the meetings that show that we're discussing what's going on in our community, and that's great. It's there in black and white. It shows that we're proactive in what we're doing, so thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments, questions? Alderman Emerton to close.
It is great to belong to a community that is doing lots and lots of things across a broad span of activities, and it's, as I said, great to be here. Thank you. Consider it closed.
I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye. Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. Brings the official part of the meeting to a close. However, I can't let the meeting close without thanking our two staff on my right who are moving on to greener pastures. Shane's been with us 9 years. And unbelievably, Brooke's been here 3 years. That's gone so quickly. on behalf of all of us, I want to thank you for the support that you've given us. I've been here not long before Shane started, and certainly having that support from the from that sector has been amazing. I know that you'll both do great things, whatever you're doing next. Lucky Waratah Winyard have Shane. And we wish you both all the best for whatever happens next. And on that note, I will declare this meeting closed. Thank you. At 6:01.